now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have to have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Well, I've got some new music for you this week as we speak to Skip Heller about his new outfit called Voodoo 5. Some exciting news about a big star that I'm going to have on the show next month. And a look at the World of Swank gig guide, our stuff segment, and a deep thought coming your way. As we kick off this evening, with Stereophonic Space Sound Unlimited and Aimez-vous en Ray on the Cocktail Nation.
Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation, Daniel Pemberton and Signore Toretto Italiano of the Man from U.N.C.L.E. movie soundtrack. Some exciting news with a new release coming from Mr. Skip Heller.
Cocktail Nation.
Joined by Skip Heller, who's back on the show for 2024. And exciting news, a new combo is out called Voodoo 5. And Skip sent me some tracks the other day, and man, I just love it. And in fact, I was actually, as I was listening, I thought to myself, I'm feeling sounds of Robert Drazen, actually, to some degree.
Yeah. Well, as you know, he and I were very close. He really was like a father and a mentor to me. And when I started thinking about what I wanted to do, the way he put such a premium on the female voice, I thought that will be the center of it.
Mm.
And so I thought, well, what could I name it that would point to Robert Drazen? And I thought, you know what? Voodoo. You know, I was just going to call it like Voodoo. And I went, no, Voodoo 5. Because somebody asked me if there was going to be a Voodoo 4 because there was some music left over after the production of Voodoo 3. And I said, there will not be a Voodoo 4. So, okay, but there will be a Voodoo 5. And yeah, I'm glad you picked up on the debt that I have to Robert Drazen. And then one of the things this group does is it addresses it directly. The other thing was finally having a singer who could do all of the wordless stuff, but who could also sing in different languages and cover all of the different aspects, because I didn't want to just use the voice one way. I wanted it to be versatile. But yeah, a lot of it came directly from my wanting to extend a tradition that Robert Drazen started.
Tell me about the female singer that you did involve. What's her story?
Well, we met in 2023, there was an Ema Sumac 100th birthday party. And there was this sort of tribute show put together. And this kind of band made up really of cartoon musicians had been formed to play after a fashion some of Ema Sumac's music. And they had this singer who apparently could really do it. And I was called in, you know, since I had played with Ema Sumac, would I come and be part of this? And the singer was Lena Marie Cardinal, who is now the singer in Voodoo 5. And she was just so fantastic that my first thought was, I don't know if you're aware of this, but the 2023 Tiki Oasis, we did a Les Baxter sort of orchestra group. And we needed somebody who could sing the passion. And when I heard her singing in the Sumac, I went, aha, I bet she could do the passion. And we just spent more time together and, you know, fell in love and all that stuff. And at the same time, started growing our musical life together. And that became the story. You know, she has a long background of studying opera, and she toured with Elvez and did all just a musical theater, had a very versatile background, and she can sing in a number of different languages. And in addition to that, she just has such a beautiful vocal sound that she can do the wordless kind of Robert Drazen Voodoo approach and marry that to the Ema Sumac approach. So she was obviously a great person to build a group with. And then, you know, Marty Lush is playing vibes, and people who listen to the podcast, no Marty, obviously. And it just, you know, it was just something we became very, you know, a lot of the usual suspects, if you know what I mean.
You know, I find it terrific that you mentioned Ema Sumac, because I was literally about to say that this singer has an Ema Sumac quality. So I'm so glad that you mentioned that. And I think that really, it really aids the exotica feel to it even more so. It's like that extra cherry on the top.
Well, I think part of it is the human voice. It's the first instrument before we even start banging time on the ground rhythmically. The first instrument is the voice. And even before anybody has words to sing or even notes, there's just the sound.
Yeah.
And that's why some singers, you know, whether it be Ema Stumac or Elvis Presley or whoever it is, that just the vocal itself is such a, it's like walking into a climate.
Mm.
You know, it's not, it's something you can't quite put your finger on.
Yeah.
But it's that beautiful mystery that comes from the voice. And obviously, Ema Stumac is one of the great examples of that. But also, I think Elvis Presley, believe it or not,
yeah.
I think Sinatra is, and I think Lena has that, where it's like, even if they're singing words in a language you speak, there's another dimension to it.
Mm. Yeah.
And I wanted to bring that into it. And again, that's something I think Robert Dresden's music touched on so much. And, you know, the more time moves along, the more the lessons that I learned from him reveal themselves in my music. But the other thing was, too, is what's an instrument that also has a mysterious quality to it that goes with the human voice? And that's when I thought of the steel guitar.
Mm.
Because, you know, you hear it in Hawaiian music, but you also hear it in Esquivel.
Yeah.
And Albino Rey, obviously. And some different people like that. And I thought, one of the things that Exotica does not have a long history of is what's the role of the guitar in this?
Mm.
So instead of just trying to do, like, something the way Martin Denny did it or something the way Arthur Lyman did it, I thought, what's something that is a stringed instrument person I can make part of the thing? And so I thought, like, yeah, I want a steel guitar player. I want to play nylon string guitar because it's more acoustic. And the other thing is, Marty really has a tremendous affinity in his heart, not just for, like, people like Cal Gaynor and Arthur Lyman, but also for Hawaiian music. So I knew he'd be able to play in a way that sort of wrapped itself around the steel guitar.
Yeah.
And that became part of the recipe. And then the way the vocal sat on top of that, it was a texture I hadn't heard before, but it was still very much in touch with the Exotica tradition in a way that Martin Denny would recognize. This year was a festival called Exoticon.
Yeah.
Which was tremendously, it was really fun, and I really, you know, saw a lot of great music. But the other thing was, I didn't see any music there that Martin Denny or Les Baxter would have recognized as Exotica.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was sort of like bands coming out of it almost from like a punk rock or cartoon or even electronic place.
Mm.
But not from a quiet village place, if that makes sense. And Marty and I were saying, you know, there was so much focus on that if Martin Denny and Arthur Lyman reunited with this thing, I don't know if the audience would identify what it was, because so much of what was being staged in the music part of the presentation was this very modern post-punk rendition of Exotica.
Yeah. And look, it has its place, but...
It has its place, yeah. But the other thing is, like, imagine if you went to a rockabilly festival and none of the bands had upright bass. you would say, hey, man, something's missing from the recipe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was the... That was one of the things, was just that conversation with Marty got me to thinking.
Mm.
And that was really within a month, I had written the bulk of the arrangements that became this record. And you were one of the people that I thought about, because I thought, You know, I want to get Elvis in here somehow. Because I, you know, Elvis, I love Elvis Presley. That was my first concert I ever saw. And the guy recorded so many different types of music in the course of his career. And he's such a, and obviously there are some really bad movies like Paradise Hawaiian Style and Harum Scarum, where you do get a whiff of that James Michener kind of attitude towards what the South Seas must be like.
Yeah.
So Lena and I were talking about just what a great singer Elvis was.
Yeah.
And we said, like, well, what's an Elvis tune that we could do? And she really liked Surrender. And so we sat at the kitchen table and started figuring out how we were going to do it. And when we started out, it was about four keys higher and faster. And then as we got it to that point where she could really be expressive in the midst of it and get that kind of quality that Elvis always has, whether he's singing loud or low or whatever, it wound up getting slower and softer and in a lower key. And I just was like, why don't we just do this as a bossa nova? Yeah. But the funny thing, when we did Surrender, I was like, Coop is going to love this.
let's play Surrender tonight, because we've been talking about that track. And I'll tell you what, you've got to go get yourself a copy of the new group from Skip Heller, which is Voodoo 5. Skip, it's been a real pleasure to have you on the show once again, man.
It's always, it's always a pleasure to connect with you. And it's also really nice that just between us Elvis fans in the Exotica community, we have a little something to share.
Great to talk to you. This is a Surrender Voodoo 5 on the Culture Nation.
When we kiss, my heart's on fire, burning with a strange desire.
Sydney, a man, a microphone, the Cocktail Nation.
I like him here.
But I like the Exotica. I like the Polynesian sounds. I like the period, I guess, of the 50s and the 60s.
Right spark to set it off.
Now, suddenly,
all the conditions are right.
Yeah, hi, Coke. How are you, man?
You know, I would have to thank you for everything, too, because you've really been, you've been part of this, because, like, without, you know, this book wouldn't happen, true.
Temptation never came in a more dangerous package.
Hi, this is Roland Remington. I'm Cocktail Nation.
You have a better idea.
Unconditional surrender.
Broadcasting up high from the center of Sydney, Coop Cooper of the Cocktail Nation.
I measure danger only in terms of profit.
Tell me, when will you be mine? Tell me, quando, 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 we can share a love divine. Please don't make me wait again. When will you say yes to me? Tell me, quando, 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 you mean happiness to me. And then, darling, tell me when.
Nation and Mr. Engelbert Humperdinck and Quando, Quando, Quando. Well, speaking of Mr. Engelbert Humperdinck, I've secured an interview with the man and he's going to be hitting the Australian shores in May and I'll bring you an interview with him in April. Looking forward to that. Lounge Life magazine's got those best retro stories that I find around the globe for you to check out for free via our Flipboard magazine. So check it out. Links via the website, cocktailnation.net, off the grid, or living this vintage life. An interesting story from good friend of the show, Gary Wells, and a great article as well from another good show, friend of the show, Jason Whiten of Spy Vibe fame, and a cool story all about Agatha Christie. So check out those stories and a whole lot more, constantly updated in our Lounge Life magazine right here on the Cocktail Nation.
Today, much more stuff going on.
Well, Ernest Hemingway's time in the Caribbean has been well documented and also of great interest to the FBI, who were very keen to see what he was up to, along with his brother Lester, who took interest in the waters south of the US. He founded a micronation in international waters just off the coast of Jamaica, and he created the country on board a 30-foot raft in 1964 called New Atlantis. Now, technically, only constituted half of the raft, as he claimed the other half belonged to the United States. Cuckoo! Briefly inhabited by Lester and a few others, he hoped to fund the operation through the sale of stamps and by attracting tourists. However, the micronation sank beneath the waves a few years after its founding. He probably jinxed it by naming it Atlantis.
Well, that's about it, Stuff fans. We'll have more for you at another time. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Cocktail Nation.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. Love the Cocktail Nation.
I'll just load it all up on the podcast player and just
on my phone and just listen through a bunch of them at once.
Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation, the latest from the Tiki Delights and Yakushima Serenade on the Cocktail Nation with Lounge Leader Coop Cooper with you. World of Swank Gig Guide, May 17, Alika Lyman Group with Tiki Caliente. As I mentioned earlier, May 21 sees Engelbert Humperdinck. He's playing at the States Theatre in Sydney. He's also playing at the Opera House as well. And the Hypnotics, who we played before with Mai Tais in the morning, they're performing the last Friday of each month at the Golden Tiki in Las Vegas, Nevada. And Kitty Chow's Jungle Cats perform all of the other Fridays for Happy Hour at the Golden Tiki. So definitely check it out if you're in Las Vegas.
On the Cocktail Nation, Coupe Goes Deep.
Our alternative spellings of words, just spelling errors that eventually made it into the dictionary.
Very deep, Cocktail Nation.
Boys are back in town.
Boys are back in town.
I say the boys are back in town.
Boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town. Doobie-doo-dip. The boys are back. The boys are back. You know that chick that used to dance a lot? Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean, she was steaming. That night over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't want to know, forget her. The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
I say the boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town. Doo-doo-doo-doo. The boys are back. The boys are back. Spread the word around. Guess who's back in town? Spread the word around. Those boys are back in town. Friday night they'll be dressed to kill down at Dino's Bar and Grill. The drink will flow and blood will spill. And if the cats want to fight, you better let them. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer, it won't be long. Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again, the boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
I say the boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
Boys are back in town. Spread the word around.
Amen. You hear the boys are back?
Yeah, they're back. Back in town.
Back in town.
Microphone. The Cocktail Nation.
Broadcasting up high from the center of Sydney, Coop Cooper of the Cocktail Nation.
This is the Cocktail Nation with Lounge Leader Coop Cooper with you. Official website cocktailnation.net to see what's going on in the Sydney Penthouse and to get in touch with me. And remember, if you write to me, I'll always write back to you as well. Links to the email on the website cocktailnation.net as we continue the lounge music here on the Cocktail Nation.
Your hips are pitch and play. I need happiness. Way, 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 way down inside. Kundalini ride. Gonna give you my love. Gonna give you my love. You got love. You got love. Got a love. Well, baby, you're beyond a woman. Well, baby, you're beyond a woman. Well, baby, you're beyond a woman. Beyond. Got a love. Beyond woman, beyond a woman, beyond a woman, beyond. Beyond a woman, beyond, beyond,
beyond. Cocktail Nation.
Oh, is that all you got?
No, but thank you for asking.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation, the Baseli Wahlab Jazz Orchestra with Wolverine Blues. Next week on the show, we speak to a man who will give us some advice on how to create the most memorable cocktail party ever. And Herb Alpert Lounge Special is on the way as well. I'm going to leave you with the Martini Kings and So Danka Samba. Stay hip. Thank you.